All right, welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to the mixed bag here. And we'll start off with Markieff Morris, who was on First Take this morning, and both of the Morris twins. And he says that he loves the pairing of Bam and Giannis together.
I'm very hard on it just because of the Heat culture, right? The way that Spoelstra puts his players in position to win. When I think about the Miami Heat right now, I think about the old Lakers or the new Lakers. You're not about to sign any crazy free agent, but what you are going to do is you're going to get guys to buy in for a one-year deal to be able to play on a championship level. And then after that, you go get paid. You don't have a lot of money to give to guys. There's some guys that's around like a Tim Hardaway, like a Gabe Vincent, or you can get a guy like an Anthony Simons to buy into coming off that big contract. Let me take the mid-level, let me take the minimum, not the mid, let me take the minimum and have a great year on a team with Giannis and Bam. And essentially, the next year, you'll be able to go get the bag again. So that's the approach that I think that they should take. Take the Lakers approach, where you're just getting a bunch of guys and that's going to buy in for those low-level contracts.
Tim Hardaway Jr. feels like a name that's been circling around the Heat forever.
Yep.
Like, his dad's obviously been wanting it. He's been waiting for that to finally happen. He knows.
You think he wears his dad's number even though it's retired?
Ooh, I guess
that would be cool.
That's Papa's decision, isn't it? That's up to him. If Dad gives the clearance, I think absolutely that's Goosey's.
How you gonna tell your son no?
I don't know.
Easy. I'm the father. I'm senior. that's where I could say no. I'm senior. He's junior.
I don't know.
Any questions?
Markieff Morris was also on the First Take desk, and he thinks the Heat could be atop the East.
We watched Giannis in Milwaukee. They had three coaches in the last four years. Right now he gets a chance to go into a team that's built a system in the NBA, right? Like they've been probably planning this in their head for years and understanding how to fit those guys together. First of all, defensively, they're going to be a juggernaut. We haven't seen two bigs, all-star bigs on the same team since DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis in New Orleans. So I think this is just definitely going to give a new look to the NBA of like how our superstars are put together. Normally, you talk about Jason Tatum, Jason Brown, these two guards that can get a bucket. Now you're talking about two bigs that high defensive guys, guys that can bring the ball up, guys that can play multiple positions, right? So I think it's going to be interesting to see. But if it was anywhere for Giannis to go, it was Miami because he fits in a system that's going to make sure that he succeeds, that's going to make sure he's in the right spots. And I think they have a real chance, depending on free agency, I think they have a real chance to be top of the East.
All right.
I got mad listening to somebody talking about it was a terrible trade for Milwaukee. Why wouldn't you take Jaylen Brown? Right? I'm like, no. Like, if you're going to take Jaylen Brown, you might as well have kept Giannis.
I honestly never got the Jaylen Brown thing. I was like, well, he's not going to want to stay there. I mean, unless they would have just told Jaylen Brown, hey, kick rocks, you're staying here. Like, we're going to keep you. But then you're just waiting on the clock for your Jaylen Brown to ask out, and you're going through it all over again. I don't know. Like, here's the thing. You lose a guy like that, rare are the times that you're going to get somebody like a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander where it's going to work out for you. And especially, it's not even like Paul George meant anything to Oklahoma City. You know, like, that just, it doesn't happen very often. You lose somebody who means that much to your organization in a trade, usually it just sucks. And that's it. It just sucks.
I mean, if the Clippers had it all to do all over again, they would have just kept Shai, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
But at that time, they were going for the something similar like the Heat are doing right now. They're going for the they're going for it right now.
I mean, I get it, but they tried to go after with hurt injured guy.
Wait, time out, Leroy. Don't do that because 6 years ago they weren't hurt. They weren't like Paul George was not an injured
guy. Well, remember the whole buzz when that first happened was Kawhi was going to go with there was either that or he was going to go with LeBron in L.A.
Right. He just came off winning a championship. That. So let's not do that. Let's not do that. Like, oh, they did that. It's everything's bad because we've seen 6-7 years of evidence. But at the time, they it was a great decision. And if you really think about it, they look like they were heading to a battle with the Lakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If COVID didn't happen. So.
Oh, yeah. They were like, they were kings of, oh, the bubble was too hard on us. We couldn't do it.
I mean, you know.
Cry me a river.
Lemon Pepper Lou went to go get himself some lemon peppers. So, yeah. But they were heading to a collision course with the Lakers to see who was going to be the team in the West and battle for LA. And didn't happen for them.
Becky Hammon, she
got her penny loafers on.
What?
She got her penny loafers on. She started moonwalking.
To back it up.
Yo,
back
she was up. Moonwalking.
Yeah, she was giving some takes. So hold on 1 second. I think it messed up importing here. I want to give Vlad a chance to hear it, but I don't think it went in the right one. In the meanwhile, I'll play you Brad Stevens, who's also backpedaling. Brad Stevens, this is what he had to say on the Jaylen Brown trade rumors.
Jaylen Brown's a big part of us. Like, you know, I'm never going to predict the future, but every indication, everything that I think about is with, over the past few years, has been building around those guys, right? And so, obviously, you never know, but at the same time, I think the one thing I want to make very clear is how valued he's always been. Like, and he's been amazing. He's been an amazing teammate, great person to be around. Whether that run ends 10 years from now when he retires or before, there's a lot to celebrate. And we have a great relationship and an open relationship where we talk about everything. But I don't want to predict the future. But, you know, I look at it as this is our team.
What is this, a marriage?
Here,
an open,
tell you what,
we have an open relationship?
Hey, let me tell you what the difference is with these two, right? Becky Hammons gave an opinion, but she don't, but Brunson ain't on her team. It'd be weird if you gave that opinion to somebody on your team, right? He's got to deal with Jaylen Brunson. I mean, with Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, just give him $10 million more. He'll be all right.
Well, he already got the $300 million.
Yeah, but he's also up for an extension. That's the thing.
He's up for another extension.
2 years, right. 141. He'll take that 2 years, 141, and forget about everything that just happened.
We'll see how happy he is. We'll see how. But
that's the thing. Like to have an opinion about a player. Yeah, you got to eat crow a little bit, but that's just your opinion. No bigs. But imagine having that opinion about a guy or girl on your team because you thought they was going to get traded.
Oh, they have an open relationship.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that came out the way he hoped it came out.
No. Damage is done, my friend.
Jaylen Brown's yeah?
That's what happens when you're groveling. You say things.
All right, so here's Becky Hammon. This was the Aces head coach. And, of course, it said that a little guy like Jaylen Brunson can't win a championship as the number one. And she has come for some reconciliation on that.
Wait, I have a comment.
Oh, yes.
To start, I was wrong. I was wrong. My opinion was wrong. Okay, let's go.
Wow.
Yeah, but again, that she prefaces it perfectly by saying her opinion, right? And she was wrong.
What
do you want, though, Vlad? Do you want her to have a float?
No.
No, but Vlad,
even her I was wrong was just like no. You here's the thing. She has an opinion, right, Leroy? Cool.
Right.
Then a month ago, she doubled down.
Yeah.
So guess what? When you double down and you're proven wrong, don't do it. Nah, I was wrong. Say, I wanted like an apology. I was wrong.
What? Apology for her opinion?
Yes, because your opinion was wrong.
Hold on. That's it. She didn't.
Your opinion was wrong.
Lisa Leslie said Jimmy Butler was going to Miami to retire. He made two finals. I didn't like. I just remember and be like, "You were always wrong." I didn't want Lisa Leslie to be like, "I was."
Did she
wrong.
Double down?
No, I never heard from her again.
Exactly.
But I will always remember the take.
You can remember the take.
So,
And then so people remembered Becky's sake and then asked her again, and then she doubled down. So you double down, you won't get this work. That's it. So don't come back.
I have a comment.
Oh, yes.
To start.
Look.
I was wrong. My opinion was wrong.
Sounded like 45-47 there. I was wrong.
First of all, that's a lie. It don't sound like him because that wouldn't happen.
I'm shocked. I was young. No, you were wrong.
But again, she said she was wrong, but it was an opinion.
Your opinion was
wrong. If you had said something about that and you were on the coaching staff,
she did give a lot of praise to Jalen Brunson in other press conferences.
She wasn't. That was the thing. She wasn't. Oh,
not enough. I mean, what do you want her to say? He's the GOAT.
Hey,
no, just say, look, I was totally wrong. That's it. She didn't have to do all of that.
I'm mad Becky Hammon even said anything because, like, listen,
ain't ducking this.
Let's just say in a fantasy world, like where pigs fly and a unicorn rode in here, James Harden won a championship. I'm not giving him his credit. I'd find some other way to just finagle my way out.
No, you got to give guys credit, especially if they've been. And this is not even Brunson. I'm just talking about you got to give a player credit if he's been criticized for something.
Kind of like Skip Bayless does with LeBron.
But even with that, when a player finally does say James Harden does win a ring, you got to give him credit because he's been criticized and ridiculed for not doing this, and he finally gets it done. So credit him. You got to give them their credit.
Carter Verhaeghe.
Hey, Tobin.
Hmm?
There's no way.
What?
You got that Skip Bayless in you. You're just like.
Oh, he ain't doing that.
No, I'm not doing
he
that.
He ain't doing
that. He ain't doing that.
Skip Bayless has been riding LeBron for 20 years.
It is a funny thing, though, because she's not even doing takes anymore. She was just doing like a.
But she was ducking.
She was doing a stint.
She was ducking.
I will tell you this. I remember when Bam Adebayo was cut from Team USA originally with Greg Popovich, and he just came out flat out because I was like, hey, what happened there? And he goes, it wasn't this good. I've seen him get a lot better.
Oh, hey. That's, you know what that is? That's coaching 101.
Finagling.
Right? When you call somebody a bum or you cut them or you trade them with somewhere else and then he ends up being a star, you go, he wasn't this good when we had him.
You think Eric Spoelstra, as the coach of Team USA, is going to tell Giannis, hey, baby, just forget that Greece nonsense. You don't got to play for them, baby. Take it easy, huh?
That's not fair. Why should Giannis be able to take a summer off, but Anthony Edwards? Oh, Ant, come here, Ant. Ant. And everything's not going well.
Tobin didn't think that out.
Of course, Tobin. Of course he thought that out. Oh, Giannis, you don't need to play.
Need that.
But, hey, Anthony, things are not going too well in the Great Lakes. So, hey, okay.
You going to call him Anthony?
Yeah, he's going to call him Anthony. Anthony.
Anthony, where's the Olympics next?
In L.A.?
L.A.
Yeah.
Say, yeah.
Anthony. We sent you your ticket. You haven't responded yet. Are you taking your own plane?
We'll take a break here on the program, get you caught up with your headlines. Marlins about to be underway. You guys will be able to hear that on the AM dial today. That'll be on AM 560 as they go for the series win against the Texas Rangers. And we'll get you caught up with your headlines coming up next.